This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Sheila Cast. The fighting in the Middle East continued to escalate today. Israeli jets are again pounding sites in and around Beirut, the strikes targeting Hezbollah strongholds and Lebanese infrastructure. Hezbollah today struck Haifa, Israel's third largest city, with at least 10 longer-range rockets. At least 8 Israelis were killed, the highest civilian death toll in Israel since the latest fighting began, and the deadliest Hezbollah attack on Israel in a decade. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said the attack would have, quote, far-reaching consequences for Lebanon. Other northern towns also were hit, and residents were warned to go to bomb shelters. From Haifa, NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
Most people in Haifa had just arrived to work this Sunday, a regular workday in Israel, when the warning sirens began to sound. People heeded calls to leave their cars and rushed indoors or to bomb shelters. The worst hit was an industrial area of Haifa, where a large garage for repairing trains suffered a direct hit. Haifa's chief of police, Nir Marayesh, says explosives experts are now working to determine what kind of new, longer-range rocket hit the city.
It's not the same Katyusha that was used in the previous attacks on Israel. We don't know exactly by now what it is exactly, but we know for sure it's a larger rocket.
The rocket ripped a giant hole in the train garage's roof and killed 8 workmen who had just started their day repairing commuter trains. Itzhak Shirayashov, an Israeli army officer, rushed to the scene on his motorcycle to see if a friend who works here was safe. He was.
I see the big hole and I smell the bomb. It's a very bad smell and I smell the blood.
After a security cabinet meeting, Israel's Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said, quote, this is a difficult morning, but we have no intention to fold. Olmert said the attack would have far-reaching consequences on Lebanon. At the attack site, Israeli government spokeswoman Miri Eisen said the attack would only intensify the violence.
Israel will know how to respond in kind. Israel will not tolerate such attacks, and we will not tolerate almost 1 million Israelis that are in bomb shelters underground as we speak. Hezbollah is making a mistake. They think we're weak. We are strong.
Eisen says the rockets may have been the Iranian-made Rod 2 or Rod 3 or rockets made in Syria. She says Iran and Syria have armed Hezbollah and bear responsibility. Israel does not want a wider fight, she says, but she doesn't rule it out.
We are fighting on our northern border. We are fighting against the Lebanese government that refuses to take responsibility. We do not want to open additional fronts. As we talk now, this is a definite escalation, and Israel will think about what we need to do. I'll leave it at that for the moment.
The cities of Akko and Nahariya were also hit by multiple rocket attacks today. Like the city of Akko, just north of here, Haifa's Jews, Israeli Arabs, and Christians live together in relative harmony. Police Chief Marayesh says the city will remain strong and united.
Haifa is a big city. We have people from all the religions are living in Haifa together in peace for many years. I'm sure this attack will not change any of it. Nothing will change with the coexistence here.
Sirens soon wailed again, sending people rushing for cover. A third wave of rockets hit South Haifa, injuring a few people. In all, in addition to the 8 killed, at least 20 others were wounded. 4 are in serious condition. Haifa residents have now been ordered to stay in shelters, and the Israeli government today raised the alert level for Tel Aviv, more than 80 miles south of the Lebanese border. Residents there are advised to stay alert for any warning sirens of possible rocket or missile attacks. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Haifa.